You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.04% gain during Wednesday's early trading session with a value of 19,865, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex continued its sideways trend, ending flat after a session of volatile trade. The Nifty 50 rose 8.25 points to close at 19,680.6. On the other hand, Sensex slipped 0.04% to end marginally in the red at 66,355.71. The stocks to watch today are Tata Motors, L&T, Jubilant Foodworks, Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, Cipla, SBI Life, and UTI AMC. Up next, Adani Data Networks and Vodafone Idea have likely urged the Department of Telecommunications to extend the August 16 deadline for meeting the minimum obligation to launch 5G services, according to people aware of the matter. For Vodafone Idea, the delay in launching the 5G services can be attributed to the absence of funding, whereas Adani Group is still figuring out how it can deploy a 5G network in the 26 GHz band for captive networks. According to analysts, the Adani Group, which bought spectrum worth Rs 212 crore in six circles, could have either provided broadband services in any one area or connected any of its airport or port through data networks. Moving on, the Finance Ministry has told the Rajya Sabha that the Goods and Service Tax authorities have detected Rs 3.33 trillion in tax evasion during the last 5 years, of which Rs 1.08 trillion has been recovered. During FY19 and FY23, 25,449 fake GST registrations have been detected, 2,154 fake GST registrations have been suspended, and 17,105 fake GST registrations have been cancelled. The highest number of fake GST registration detected in the last 5 years was in Delhi, 5,810, followed by Tamil Nadu, 2,654, Gujarat, 2,364, Punjab 2,214, and then Maharashtra 2,163. In another development, nearly 4 years after its earlier aborted attempt, Larsen & Toubro on Tuesday announced a buyback of shares of up to Rs 10,000 crore. The company said it would buy back 33.3 million equity shares of a face value of Rs 2 each at a maximum price of Rs 3,000 per equity share. This represents 2.4% of its paid-up capital. Ahead of the announcement, the L&T stock closed Tuesday's session at Rs 2,561.95 on the Bombay Stock Exchange, down 1.67% over Monday's close. The stock has gained close to 44% over the past year. The buyback is aimed at helping the company achieve the targeted 18% return on equity by FY26 as part of its Lakshya initiative. In a latest from tech, electronic manufacturer Dixon Technologies has said it has won a large order from Reliance Jio to manufacture 15 million Jio Bharat phones. Of the 15 million, Dixon has already delivered 1 million Jio phones. Jio earlier this month launched its 4G feature phone at Rs 999, for which it has started the beta trial in association with Carbon. The company has opened the scope for hardware and design for its new feature phones in order to enable local handset makers like Dixon to develop feature phones as contract manufacturers of Jio Bharat phones. According to the industry executives for Dixon, manufacturing of Jio Bharat phones will also help it get benefits under smartphone production-linked incentive scheme. Meanwhile, the RBI's Deputy Governor Rajeshwar Rao said the bank will soon issue guidance to banks for the identification of risks to their credit portfolio from climate-related issues. The discussion was organized by the International Monetary Fund and the Center for Social and Economic Forum. Rao said a large-scale capacity building plan is necessary to help central banks, financial firms and economic players to understand, assess and plan for the climate issues and related financial risks. He added that this would help these entities innovate, make strategic decisions, mobilize capital and build effective transition plans for achieving sustainability targets. Lastly, grounded airline GoFirst received some positive developments over the past few days about its plans to get airborne again, convincing flyers to fly with it again and releasing funds owed to the customers are among the biggest challenges for the beleaguered company. The crisis at Wadia Group promoted airline, which is aiming to start operations under the protection of the courts, owes Rs 800 to 1,000 crore to customers who had confirmed bookings on flights which it cancelled from early May onwards. Travel agencies who have worked with GoFirst for several years appear reluctant to do business with the airline again. They said that though additional seats in a capacity-constrained market would be a welcome step, flyers would be apprehensive of flying with them again. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.